Video Store, then D'Agostino's. I'm wandering around Video Visions, the video rental store near my apartment on the Upper West Side, sipping from a can of Diet Pepsi, the new Christopher Cross tape blaring from the earphones of my Sony Walkman. After the office, I played racquetball with Montgomery, then had a shiatsu massage and met Jesse Lloyd, Jamie Conway, and Kevin Forrest for drinks at Rusty's on 73rd Street. Tonight, I'm wearing a new wool topcoat by Ungaro Uomo, Paris, and carrying a Bottega Veneta briefcase and an umbrella by Georges Gaspar. The video store is more crowded than usual. There are too many couples in line for me to rent She-Male Reformatory or Ginger's Cunt without some sense of awkwardness or discomfort. Plus, I've already bumped into Robert Ailes from First Boston in the horror aisle, or at least I think it was Robert Ailes. He mumbled, "Hello, McDonald," as he passed me by, holding Friday the 13th, Part 7, and a documentary on abortions in what I noticed were nicely manicured hands, marred only by what looked to me like an imitation gold Rolex. Since pornography seems out of the question, I browse through light comedy and, feeling ripped off, settle for a Woody Allen movie, but I'm still not satisfied. I want something else. I pass through the rock music section. Nothing. Then find myself in horror comedy. Ditto. And suddenly I'm seized by a minor anxiety attack. There are too many fucking movies to choose from. I duck behind a promotional cardboard display for the new Dan Aykroyd comedy and take 2 5-milligram Valiums, washing them down with a Diet Pepsi. Then, almost by rote, as if I've been programmed, I reach for Body Double, a movie I have rented 37 times, and walk up to the counter where I wait for 20 minutes to be checked out by a dumpy girl, 5 pounds overweight, dry, frizzy hair. She's actually wearing a baggy, nondescript sweater, definitely not designer, probably to hide the fact that she has no tits. And even though she has nice eyes, so fucking what? Finally, it's my turn. I hand her the empty boxes. "Is this it?" she asks, taking my membership card from me. I'm wearing my Mario Valentino Persian black gloves. My Video Visions membership costs only $250 annually. "Do you have any Jamie Gertz movies?" I ask her, trying to make direct eye contact. "What?" she asks, distracted. "Any movies that Jamie Gertz is in." "Who?" She enters something into the computer and then says without looking at me, "How many nights?" "3, I say. "Don't you know who Jamie Gertz is?" "I don't think so." She actually sighs. "Jamie Gertz," I say. "She's an actress." "I don't think I know who you mean," she says in a tone that suggests I'm harassing her. "But hey, she works in a video rental store. And since it's such a demanding, high-powered profession, her bitchy behavior is completely reasonable, right?" The things I could do to this girl's body with a hammer, the words I could carve into her with an ice pick. She hands the guy behind her my boxes, and I pretend to ignore his horrified reaction as he recognizes me after he looks at the Body Double box. But he dutifully walks into some kind of vault in the back of the store to get the movies. "Yeah, sure you do," I say good-naturedly. "She's in those Diet Coke commercials, you know the ones." "I really don't think so," she says in a monotone that almost cuts me off. She types the names of the movies and then my membership number into the computer. I like the part in Body Double where the woman gets drilled by the power driller in the movie. "The best," I say, almost gasping. It seems very hot in the video store right now all of a sudden. And after murmuring, "Oh my God," under my breath, I place a gloved hand on the counter to settle it from shaking. And the blood starts pouring out of the ceiling. I take a deep breath, and while I'm saying this, my head starts nodding of its own accord, and I keep swallowing, thinking, "I have to see her shoes." And so, as inconspicuously as possible, I try to peer over the counter to check out what kind of shoes she's wearing, but maddeningly, they're only sneakers. Not K-Swiss, not Tretorn, not Adidas, not Reebok, just cheap ones. "Sign here." She hands me the tapes without even looking at me, refusing to recognize who I am. And breathing in hard and exhaling, she motions for the next in line, a couple with a baby. On the way back to my apartment, I stop at D'Agostino's, where for dinner I buy 2 large bottles of Perrier, a 6-pack of Coke Classic, a head of arugula, 5 medium-sized kiwis, a bottle of tarragon balsamic vinegar, a tin of creme fraiche, a carton of microwave tapas, a box of tofu, and a white chocolate candy bar I pick up at the checkout counter. Once outside, ignoring the bum lounging below the Les Miserables poster, and holding a sign that reads, "I've lost my job, I am hungry, I have no money, please help," whose eyes tear after I pull the tease the bum with a dollar trick and tell him, "Jesus, will you get a fucking shave, please?" My eyes, almost like they were guided by radar, focus in on a red Lamborghini Countach parked at the curb, gleaming beneath the street lamps. And I have to stop moving, the Valium shockingly, unexpectedly kicking in. Everything else becomes obliterated. The crying bum, the black kids on crack rapping along to the blaring beatbox, the clouds of pigeons flying overhead looking for space to roost, the ambulance sirens, the honking taxis, the decent-looking babe in the Betsy Johnson dress. All of that fades, and in what seems like time-lapse photography, but in slow motion like a movie. The sun goes down, the city gets darker, and all I can see is the red Lamborghini, and all I can hear is my own even, steady panting. I'm still standing, drooling, in front of the store, staring, minutes later, I don't know how many.